Welcome to Gospel 365 Daily Devotional, and I am your host, Benjamin Osei Ofori. The message for today's devotion is titled, His Goodness and Love, and we are reading our memory scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 to 45. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Someone once said, it appears God, in his fierce anger against those who are not saved, brings painful experiences such as poverty and sickness on them as judgment. But that is a wrong perception of God. God is gracious and kind, both to the righteous and to the unrighteous. His nature is goodness and love. He never buffets people with pain and suffering. Rather, he always seeks to heal, save, and bless. He is the healer, restorer, and mender of broken hearts, broken lives, and broken relationships. Several accounts in the Bible readily buttress this. The story of the blind Bartimaeus is a case in point. The Bible says he was born blind and not satisfied with his condition. He cried out to Jesus for help, and the Lord restored his sight. Mark chapter 10, verse 51 to 52. We find a similar example when Jesus and his disciples encountered another man who was born blind. His disciples asked him, Master, who did sin, this man or his parent, that he was born blind? John chapter 9 verse 2. The Lord responded, neither had this man sinned, nor his parent, but that the works of God may be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. John chapter 9 verse 3 to 4. The devil's work was manifested in the man's life through the blindness, but Jesus manifested God's goodness and love by healing him. Perhaps you have been experiencing challenges on your job, business, family, academics, marriage, or even in your health. You can take advantage of God's love even now. The first thing you should know is that affliction of any kind isn't the will of God for you. He already did everything necessary for you to live in victory, divine health, prosperity, righteousness, and dominion. So, beloved, just say yes to his word. Acknowledge and walk in the light of what he has already done for you in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I bow to you in worship for your love, compassion, and grace, which are manifested today in my life and in the lives of many around the world through your works of healing, blessing, and miracles, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to gospel365podcast@gmail.com. And God bless you.